Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Kilayim Daf Samech Gimel of the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Shvi, in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting Daf Samech Beis, Amud Beis, at the bottom. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah that says, Moy Sechor, but again, we refer to things that are Asur V'Eina Bekadesh. It's Asur Midirabanot, but it doesn't become Kilayim. Someone did grow there. Grain, it's not Asur B'Hano, it doesn't have Esau Kilayim Deraisu. And the Mishnah spoke about Chur B'Nakar, meaning, when you have a middle part of the video which got destroyed, it's called the bald spot, Karachas HaKeret. That area is also 16 Amah. So the Mishnah, the first 4 Amah, or also Deraiso, it's also Mekadesh. But more than 4 Amah, if you go ahead of 4 Amah from each side, the middle part of the middle 8 Amah, it's also Veidu Mekadesh, if there is that bald spot in the middle of the Keret. So the word Barav Shach. This Mishnah is hard to understand. We are Daf Samach Gil, Daf Atah. Kerem Godolu, if we're in the Mishnah talking about a big vineyard, then we learned earlier that if it has a 16 amah distance between the trees, it's still aser, because you could have this space in between. Why are we talking about when it got destroyed in the middle? Even when you planted, originally, you planted the vineyard. You put a row and then another row. The distance between the rows in a big vineyard can be 16 amah. Why does the Mishnah tell you the first 4 amah are iser deraisa, the rest is not? Why have to get that case where the middle part of the vineyard got destroyed? Speak about the beginning of the vineyard, when you planted the vineyard originally. Says the Gemara, Kerem Katan, if you want to talk to me about a small vineyard where the distance between the rows is less than 8 amos, Ein lo mochel, it doesn't have the dinim of mochel, of space in between that got destroyed, because it's only 8 amos in between, less than 8 amos. And therefore it's Aser Deraisa. You don't have an empty space which is Aser Veinu Mekadesh. So what's the case of the Mishnah? Now, according to Rab Chaim, this is a question of Rish Lakish. We just learned in the previous daf that Rish Lakish says that Asur Veinu Mekadesh are referring to exactly this case. We have two rows, we have 16 amah in between. Is the whole area Asur Mekadesh, Asur Veinu Mekadesh? So according to Rab Chaim, this is a question specifically of Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said Asur Veinu Mekadesh. So why does the Mishnah have to speak about a vineyard that got destroyed? Speak about the original vineyard that's Asur Veinu Mekadesh. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it says that Asur Mekadesh, that it is also, is no question. Says the Gemara, like Kidan Kaimi, you know what we're talking about? The Kerem Godoil Shedotoi al Batak Kerem Katan. We're talking about a case that there was a Kerem Godoil, it was a large vineyard that has the halachas of Mochol and Karachas, etc. But when it was planted less than 8 abbas between the rows. So therefore, when it was planted, there's no 16 abbas, there's only 8 abbas, 4 abbas for each row. It's also Omekadish. We're talking about Nechrav, part of the vineyard got destroyed, and now you don't have the rows in between, now you have a space which is more than 8 amos, so then you can tell me that up to 8 amos, before amos to each side is also Mekadesh, and the rest is also Veinu Mekadesh. Says the Moram Amzera, Dobro, this teaches you, Kerem Godol Shanot HaShmon El Shmon, if you have a large vineyard, but the space in between the rows is less than 8, so then it is Yesh LeMochel, that's the Gersa Rav Chaim. Meaning, don't tell me that because when it was planted, it had less than 8 amah between the rows, so I'll treat it like a small vineyard that doesn't have the halachas of mochel akerem, karachas akerem. Because it's a large vineyard, it has several rows in it, so if it got destroyed, even though originally when it was planted, the space in between was small, it still has the halachas of mochel akerem. And the Ikar Chiddush over here, as Reb Chaim explains, and as many of the first should go into, is that we have a rule. It can't be that the kerem will be more chomer in the outside between mochel akerem. Mochel akerem means the vineyard, between the vineyard and the fence. It can't be that that area will be more chomer than in the kerem itself. So when I have a small kerem, a vineyard which is only 2 rows, what's the distance which is usur? Less than 8 amos. If it's more than 8 amos, it's not usur. So a small vineyard cannot have a mochel akerem, because mochel akerem means between the vineyard and the fence. It can't be the distance between the vineyard and the fence will be more chomer than between the 2 rows. So because in a small vineyard, between the 2 rows, more than 8 amah is not asur, so also between the vineyard and the fence cannot be asur 12 amah. It can't be that the outside will be more chomer than the inside. So that Gemara says over here, but when you have a large vineyard, so even though you planted it, it rose, they have a distance of only 8 amahs, so you would think they won't have a problem outside of the kerem. The Chiddush is it does have, because if you would plant it at 16 amah in between, it would also be asur. The fact that you planted it closer doesn't take away the Iker did that the kerem has. Now, the next line of the Gemara, there's a lot of pirushim in it. It's a little hard to understand. We're trying to take now the easiest shot that fits what we learned till now. The Gemara now concludes what we start with. The Gemara said that if you have 60 haba, you have a distance of 60 haba, the area in between has to be that it's not asur mekadesh. And the Gemara says, itamar bata shajasa shajasa. If we are talking about that the distance between the rows is 60 haba, and it's asur mekadesh, according to Reb Chaim, meaning that's how Rabbi Yochanan learns, says about the Sechil base, Toicha Osur Mekadesh, Chutz Lo Kol Sheken. If between the roads is Osur Mekadesh, so outside, when you have a Churban, meaning when you have Bokol HaKerem, Lo Kol Sheken, of course it should be Mekadesh. Why? So the simple understanding is, when I have two rows, and there was never anything growing in there, it's Osur. So when I have a row, and the row got destroyed, of course it should be Osur. Should be more chamor than what it was. There was never a vine there at all. So if I'm telling you that between the rows, everything is also mikadesh, also completely. So if so, when you have a destroyed area, everything should be also completely, even though, and it should be mikadesh too. You see from here, from our Mishnah, that when you have a destroyed area, what did the Mishnah say? That the moiso, whatever is more than four amis, is also veina mikadesh. So if that's so, so in between the rows, Kol Sheken should be also made of Mekadesh. And that's a raya that when I have rows of vineyards that are more than 8 amas in between, it's Asur, but Eid of Mekadesh, like Rish Lakish said before. And according to Reb Chaim, just to mention, Reb Chaim says, this part of the Gemara goes to explain the Mishnah, even according to Reb Yochanan. The Gemara says, according to Reb Yochanan, holds Asur Mekadesh, so you can't explain our Mishnah, because how can it be that in between the rows will be Asur Mekadesh? And the mochol, whatever's outside the rose, the destroyed area, will be also veinu mekadesh. So the Gemara wants to say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to say there's a difference between when you have a distance between the trees originally of 8 abis, or when originally there was 60 abis. If it was originally 60 abis, it's also mekadesh, and also the churban, also when it gets destroyed, is also mekadesh. If originally it was only 8 abis between the rows, so then afterwards it gets destroyed, it's also veinu mekadesh. That's what I want to say. This part of the Gemara is not going only according to Rish Lakish, but even according to Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, "Aval tachas hagefen, underneath the grape, it's asur." Omar Rabbi Yosi, "Ein loikim elo al ikar hakerem." You don't get malchus only for ikar hakerem. So according to the Gemara, Pulno, the Gemara is saying over here, Rabbi Yosi wants to tell you, you don't oiser, you don't become asur, isur kilayim deraisa, only when you planted the grapes together with the grain. But if the grape was already there, and then you planted the grain, it doesn't become asur kilayim. And then it will be asur veinu mekadesh. Meaning Rabbi Yosi is going to argue with the Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that underneath a grape it's asur mekadesh. He says, no, not always asur mekadesh. Only if you planted it originally that way, not if you planted it afterwards. According to Reb Chaim, this sentence is not a new sentence, it's a continuation of the previous sugya, where the Gemara wants to say that we were trying to attempt to explain the Mishnah. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it not necessarily have to say it that way. Look at Ayin Shabir Reb Chaim, how he explains it. Halacha Gimel says the Mishnah. Amisakech is gafno el gabei tvoos shechaver. Person puts his vines, takes the leaves of his vines, and make them grow above the grain of his friend. Hareze kiddush v'chayim b'cheruso. He makes the grain osur, mekudosh, and now he did its kilayim, and he has to pay for it. You can't be oyser something you don't own. So a person goes and puts the vine above his friend, it doesn't make a kilah. There was a person who went and he planted grain in his vineyard in Shemitah. Shemitah, the vines are not ours. The vines are hefker. So the same idea, it's not also because it's not yours. One cannot oyser something that he does not own. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim, Daf Samech Gimel.